This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems drinks pretty doable.
Drinks on the drive. I believe in this thing now.
Drinks on the drive, not on your drive, by the way. Drinks on the drive, the show here. So let's we're not encouraging anybody to make any mistakes out there.
I don't want that. Don't put that on old show. That ain't on me. Hey, and big game's coming up. See some Aggie fans in here. I think Tyler might fall up in here, but the Aggies, they play Yale coming up at 6:25. You can watch that right here and
Giggum.
And the Kansas Jayhawks will face Clint. My Jayhawks will face Clint Sterner's Arkansas Razorbacks. Last time these two teams faced in the tournament, Arkansas won.
Y'all know I love Arkansas. Well, last time we played y'all this year during the season, just open the season.
It was an exhibition.
We beat
you guys not playing.
Last time we played y'all in a bowl game, beat the hell out of y'all. Yeah. I mean, it just becomes. I mean, I don't know why anybody take anything anybody other than Arkansas in that game.
Okay. Yeah, listen. I hate these guys so much that they're not even. I can't even honestly talk trash like I really want to.
Jayhawks are going down.
I don't believe in them either. I don't believe that they're going to give me anything. You know I can and you know I want to.
Ron's team is bad when it steals his ability to talk good trash.
He's in a bad spot. I'm in a bad place, man. If you watch him, I just sit there and watch him every game, my leg crossed, just in anger.
In silence.
I like reading your tweets during the games.
Tyler, I hope these Hogs can put you out of your misery. Just go ahead and send them home.
Twitter's the worst thing for me when just hit my fingertips, and I get it, and I just, because Tyler, you'll see it. I'll send people, just go to hell. Just multiple times.
Oh, damn. Don't.
With that effort, go to hell. Seriously. With that. But hey, it's Bill Self said 0-0, and everybody's undefeated. So we'll see what happens. By the way, news, they'll get going tomorrow. I believe Duke's Cooper Flagg, who had that really that rough ankle roll that had him miss the final two games of the ACC tournament. Duke still was able to hold on to win that thing. They said he is feeling good and is confident after his ankle injury. I find it really amazing. So many people were rolling through. No, he should play the first game. Hold on. How do you know if he's good, he should play?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I remember, you know, people were doing that with Mahomes, right, as they were going in to play the Texans. Like, if he's good, like, I just think, hey, man, they're 16th seed. No, if he's good, he should go. And I think he's a very important figure in this tournament. I think he has a chance to be a star of this tournament, depending on how far Duke goes. And this could be a big, big thing for the tournament, help the league, the NBA moving forward if he becomes a star in this tournament. And, I mean, he is one of the marquee people I'm intrigued to watch is Cooper Flagg. He's lived up to it. You know how hard it is, Clint, as an athlete to come in, to be hyped the way that he was, and then to live up with, he might be the player of the year. This is going to be one to watch him, and I'm glad he's able to go and give up and be able to watch a plane.
Well, I mean, look, for me, I've constantly heard about him all year long, hadn't caught him much outside of just the happenstance. And so when it comes to sitting down and watching college basketball over an extended period of time, this is my time of year to do it. And he's one of the guys that I would want.
Yep.
That I'd want to see for sure.
Yep. All right. So we'll keep you updated here. Clint still looking good with that Gonzaga Georgia game, although Gonzaga is it's now 17, but still looking all right there with 13 minutes left as we continue right here live here at Twin Peaks. A little 5 o'clock fire, baby.
Hogs are winners.
5 o'clock fire.
I'm glad she's not really aware of this right now. I feel like Linda would be on my case a little bit more right now. But
I'm gonna come over there and whoop that ass.
Yeah. They probably will today as well. All right, Astros, as they get ready and get themselves getting prepared to start this season against the Mets, they had another one today, Clint, and they beat the Marlins, and they beat them 11-0 in this thing. Big Jake, baby. Big Jake went deep. Big Jake, he had him a good game. Zach DiCenzo had three hits. And it'll be interesting to see how they handle guys like him and Cam Smith, because – they've already been reports that those are guys that need to see every day at bats, and I don't think both of them will. So I'd imagine at least one of them will start down in Sugar Land, and so they can get those every day at bats. But Zach's had a pretty good spring, and obviously Cam Smith has been the story of the spring. But those were the big things coming out in terms of adding to that 11-0 today. One person who didn't add to it and really hasn't done much all spring was Yordan. Yordan Alvarez, another 0-for-3. His slash line, by the way, during spring training, 147, 171, 235, and one homer and two RBIs.
Yordan. I mean,
not been great, but nobody, I'm sure, is worried one second about Yordan Alvarez.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. I mean, look, I think when you look at Jake Meyers, all joking aside, I mean, it's easy to joke about Jake, and we do plenty of that on here, but the reality of it is, if you want to talk about a guy that could mean a tremendous amount to this organization, if he just swings the bat better. I mean, if there's just some level of confidence in Jake Meyers and he's not an 8 or 9 hole hitter all year long, just some level of improvement, some confidence, getting in some rhythm that's not just a 2 or 3 week run where he gets hot, like just if he takes that next step and becomes a more confident hitter at the plate, man, I mean, that would go a long way for this organization, man. That would be big. So seeing him do well in spring training, which he has done well this in spring training overall, gives you a little hope that he's going to turn that corner.
In all honesty, if he can just find one thing offensively, Clint, that he does above average, and he plays his bronze glove defense.
Yeah,
like if it's power, like if he can find a way to run into 18-20, if it's just having a knack like Dubon to get hits with runners in scoring position.
Yeah,
if it's getting on the bases and he becomes a part of a running game and he steals, but if he can just find one thing. Offensively, walks, yep. Something, one thing that he does above average, and then he plays his defense running down everything, which when you're looking at who could be on the corners with him, that could be a really big deal of him running down things. I think that's probably enough from him. No, and again, as I said, nobody's really worried about Yordan Alvarez. I think he'll hit.
Yeah, Yordan will be fine. On the Yordan Alvarez front, it's just good to see he's back in the lineup after jamming that little finger in BP a couple days ago and being sidelined. He ain't worried about that. Just get back in there and swing that bat, and if it feels good, we'll call it a day.
Yeah, do your thing. All right. But the Astros, 11-0 W today. Nobody really of note. Josh Hader pitched. He went a little over an inning, had 2 strikeouts, 3 walks. But didn't give him any runs. Actually had the win today, so they continue to roll through here as the Astros getting closer and closer to this thing getting started.
5 o'clock fire.
That's not going to count. And the Rockets win again. They sweep the Magic. Now 8 straight wins for the Houston Rockets. 6 guys in double figures. And a terrific night at the line for Houston. 29 of 32 as a team. Made a ton of free throws down the stretch to salt away this victory.
That's right, they did. Jalen Green, their two top guys led them last night. Jalen Green had 26 and 7 rebounds, and a very, if this makes sense, easy 27. Just one word, it didn't seem like he worked like hell to get to it. Sengun 22 and 12. I don't know, Tyler. I knew you were flirting with it. Did he get them assists that you needed?
Oh, Alpi.
Yeah.
Nah, he was one of the two bets I did not hit last night.
I was wondering if he got, I know he was flirting with it.
He finished with 4, so it was the hook that got me.
Yeah, he had 4. I was going to say, because I know he was hooking Tyree Eason up a lot on some of his baskets. He also, Eason had 16-9 with 5 steals. They look pretty good. Slow start yesterday, but looked good, and then had complete control of that game. I'm telling you, man, the closer we get to the postseason and the playoffs, Clint, Jalen Green, to see what he does in the playoffs is something I cannot wait to watch. Because I know it seems like he can't wait for that moment, and he can't. And I think he's going to be aggressive. I don't think he's going to be passive. And I am really interested to see what that looks like from Jalen Green.
Yeah, look, I agree with you, man. I think it's almost like that for me watching. It's almost like that next step for him is to do it on a bigger level, right? It's like you've watched a guy mature, develop. You watch Ime Udoka push him, leave him in the game when the other guys aren't in the game, and ask him what I would think is becoming more of a floor general, if that will. Maybe a little strong, but more of a manager of what the hell's going on, a manager of the situation. A better situational player.
He said he's kind of getting, kind of helping Fred get the rust off, and he's putting some more responsibility on him.
Yeah, so that, you know, and it seems like, I mean, you'd know more than anybody, you watch it more than anybody, but I mean, it seems like he's handling that pretty maturely. It seems like he's handling that
he's
in a positive
really,
way.
Really good of late here.
Like, the next step is to do it on a bigger stage. The next step is to do it in a game that means, you know, win or go home type of situation. And so, yeah, man, I'm with you. It's going to be fun to watch that dude play in the playoff setting.
He's gonna try to dunk on people. He gonna do everything he can, which will be entertaining as hell to watch. By the way, also a missing piece they've had the last couple of weeks is last couple of games is Amen Thompson. He is listed as probable, Clint, to return tomorrow, as they're in that Florida swing. Now this is one of them NBA trips. This is the NBA trip that many people have concern about. It is the NBA trip that means you go play in Orlando, then the next night you have off, and then you play Miami. Some people don't get as in much trouble when it's a back-to-back, but when you play Orlando, next day off, and that next day off, your day off is in South Beach. Yeah. Then they call that South Beach. Hopefully the fellas are able to have a good time.
Yeah, man.
But not lose their mind, though. So, but Amen Thompson should be ready to go Friday night, and they'll get him back after he's missed a couple, which is big for him to see him there. All right, as we continue live here at Twin Peaks, right here off Kirby. Come on out. Have a good time. You still got a chance to win a $50 gift card as well. So come on out and put your name in our raffle barrel and hang out with us coming up.